It's Great Mondays Radio. I'm Josh Levine, your host, founder of Great Mondays. We help executives from hypergrowth technology and social enterprise organizations build cultures that attract, engage, and retain top talent. If you'd like to be a guest on our program, hang out for about 20 minutes and I'll tell you how. Hey everyone, it's Josh. Today I'm going to share with you an episode from another podcast called Hidden Parts. I had Tracy Candido, who is the author of this podcast, on the program earlier this year, and it was a really wonderful conversation, and I really think that the way that she is thinking about self-awareness and emotional regulation is really powerful tool for us personally as well as for leaders in a business setting. And I wanted to bring a little more of that content forward. So this is one of the episodes from Hidden Parts. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hidden Parts, a podcast about your mental chatter, why it shows up and what to do when it gets really loud, so you can live and work with more confidence, courage, and creative freedom. I'm your host, Tracy Candido, and today's episode is about leading with your hidden parts, the ones you've been getting to know throughout this series. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about your inner voices that think, feel, and act differently in various situations. These are your hidden parts. They help shape your decisions, your direction, and how you show up in your relationships, your work, and your life. At this point, you've started getting clear on your mental chatter by identifying the inner voices that shape your experience. You've noticed their patterns, revealed their personalities, and even met them in a more direct way. Now, we're exploring how to move forward with them as a leader in your daily life. You might be wondering, how do your hidden parts help you lead? Here's how I think about it. Your hidden parts give you a backstage pass to your inner world. So instead of being blindly led by fear, urgency, or self-doubt, you learn to pause, focus inward, notice who's speaking, and decide if they're being helpful. And if they're not, you can invite in the part of you that can better hold the complexity instead. That's emotional intelligence. That's leadership. It also helps you regulate your nervous system, which, if you're leading a team, a project, a community, or even just yourself through uncertainty, is a game changer. When you can recognize your reactive parts, you're less likely to spiral, shut down, or steamroll. You respond with calm, not chaos. You show up steady and ready, and that readiness ripples out. Knowing your hidden parts also helps you stay aligned with your values. When things get stressful or high stakes, it's easy to default to habitual, unhelpful patterns. But when you know which part of you is being activated and why, you can make more intentional choices. You can say, nope, not today, perfectionism. Or, thanks, inner gremlin, I hear you, but I'm going with my inner wise one today. That's leadership too. It also makes you a better collaborator. When you understand what's going on inside your own system, you're less likely to project it onto someone else. So that means you can navigate conflict, give and receive feedback, and stay open, even when it's hard. And finally, being parts aware builds self-trust. When you trust yourself, you're more likely to speak up, experiment, take risks, and lead with your whole creative self intact. As a creative person, whether you see yourself as a leader or not, you're constantly influencing, guiding, and shaping things. You lead when you bring forward an idea no one said yet, even if it's risky. You lead when you support someone else's bold idea to help make it real. You lead when you share an unfinished idea with your collaborators, even if it feels tender. And you lead when you slow down to listen inward, especially if everyone else is rushing toward a finish line. Creative leaders are the ones imagining new ways forward. So today, we're going to explore how your hidden parts can help you lead in a way that's deeply meaningful to you. Let's start by expanding our understanding of leadership. The best leaders don't just rely on one way of leading. They know when to step forward, when to collaborate, when to uplift others, and when to stay deeply connected to their own instincts. It's not just about being the loudest voice in the room, as you might have heard in episode 5 when my client Francesca was navigating her own authentic relationship to leadership and executive presence. Leadership shows up in 4 distinct ways. There's leading from the front, of course. This is what we might imagine as leadership with a capital L, being visible, rallying others around ideas, navigating teams through challenges. Leading from the side, which is true collaboration and knowing how to support and be supported. There's leading from behind, mentoring, championing others, and creating trust. And then there's leading from within, cultivating a sense of self-authority and staying aligned with your values. Now, in previous episodes, you may have uncovered a part of yourself that wants to protect you from the pain of stress, risk, or uncertainty. That part might be a perfectionist part, or a people pleaser part, or a hyperachiever part. You may have asked this part what it needs, building a stronger empathetic relationship with them so they can stop worrying about everything on your behalf. Maybe you gave them a job, something they're better off doing, like you heard in episode 2 when Cody asked 3-year-old little Cody to play outside so they could stop getting in the way of making progress on editing their book. Getting in touch with the part that's stressing you out is just one part of the parts process. Your next job is to invite in a part that's an inner champion. Inner champions are the ones you want to invite in to lead you. They're the ones that cultivate curiosity, calm, creativity, confidence, and courage. They are the connected parts of you, the ones that hold love and imagination and joy. If you have already spent the last few episodes exploring an inner champion, fantastic, you're one step ahead. But if not, I invite you now to explore your inner champions and how you want to ask them to help you lead. Okay, back to our leadership definitions. Let's start from the bottom up. Leading from within, the foundation of all leadership. Imagine a part of you that is aligned with your values. Maybe it's a part that centers joy. What do they look like? Sound like? Or the part that's courageous? What's their name? How do they hold themselves? Take a moment to envision this part, one that knows the path forward. Even if this part is very faint or very quiet, invite them in. How does this part help you stay aligned with your values? What does it know about maintaining inner peace? How does it help you stay calm or more creative? This is where a sense of inner knowing lives, where you learn to trust yourself, even when your mental chatter gets really loud. Now let's talk about collaboration. Another way to lead is from the side, being in relationship with others, leading the way together. Knowing how to support and be supported, co-creating something great. Imagine a part of yourself that knows how to approach partnership and community. What's important to them about that? What does it know about supporting others and also inviting in support? Maybe your innovator part loves bouncing ideas off of others, or maybe you have a community connector part that feels alive in relationship. Notice what's here for you. And now let's talk about what it means to lead from behind. Some of the most powerful leadership happens in the background, mentoring, creating opportunities, coaching, lifting others up. Imagine a part of yourself that understands how to create space for others to shine. What do they value? How can this part help you trust and empower others? What does it know about the subtle ways to guide and mentor? If you can imagine this part, what do they look like? What's their name? Maybe your encourager part already does this naturally. Or you have a wise mentor part that's ready to step in. Can you feel them in your body? What sensations are they communicating to you? And as you're imagining these parts arising within you, notice if your stress levels drop. Okay, Leading from the front. Leadership with a capital L. Being visible, rallying others around ideas, and navigating through challenges. I think sometimes that when we need to lead from the front, it's a potentially high-pressure role to be in. So we can let our parts that are rooted in control and fear run the show. Those parts that are protecting you from the pain of shame and embarrassment and maybe even failure. So instead, imagine a part that centers openness, curiosity, flexibility, or whatever your particular ways of building trust with others looks like. You heard in episode 5 with Francesca how her feedback about leading out front meant that she was doubting her skills. But when she tapped into her curiosity and connection, a part of her that she calls bud, like a flower before it blooms, she was able to feel a sense of forward motion and committed to crafting an experiment to speak up in meetings in a way that was about her team, not about herself. Imagine your part that's courageously leading out front. How does this part of you want to show up in these moments? What are the values this part holds? What wisdom does it have about inspiring others? Maybe your visionary part thrives here, helping you see the big picture. Or maybe your confident part is here, sending you compassion and helping you meet this moment. I have a couple of parts that help me lead out front. The confident creative, who does not second guess themselves and knows everything is good. This is good. You're making progress. I have another part that's called the regal self that, like this visionary part, is able to rise above the small details and trusts the process. Just even imagining those parts when I'm feeling stressed really brings me into a place of calm and courage and confidence. I really feel it in my body, and I'm really able to stop worrying or stressing out about whatever was feeling triggering to me. So think about your part that wants to lead out front, the part that can do really big things, the part that can lead a project or has a vision for something tremendous. Okay, now here's the invitation for you to make a commitment. How do you want to integrate what you're learning by taking action? Choose one type of leadership you want to strengthen and ask the part that wants to lead you in that, what's one small step I can take today or this week to lead more effectively? Whether that's leading out front or leading from behind in a mentorship role or in a manager role, or in a collaborative role, leading from the side? Are you hosting a podcast with somebody and you're navigating the logistics of that? Who do you want to be in those kinds of relationships? And what parts can you draw forward to help you lead in that way? What do you need to let go of to step more fully into that leadership role? And how do you want to stay consistent with this intention? How do you want to call this part up to help you lead? Remember, the best leaders, whether they're out front, leading alongside, behind, or really using their inner intuition and leading from within, they have self-awareness and they know how to regulate themselves. And parts work is a great tool to do both of those things. Your inner champion parts can be incredible allies in this journey. Before we close, consider how you want to call on your part to help you lead. Do you want to tap the spot on your body where they live? Do you want to put a hand on your chest? Or over your eyes? Or open your palms? Do you want to imagine them in your mind? How they're holding themselves or what they're saying to you? Do you want to call out their name? Or do they have a motto they've written for you that you can write on a sticky and put on your computer? And now think of a time this week you'll want to call them up. Maybe it's before an important presentation. Maybe it's during a collaborative project. Maybe it's in a moment of self-doubt when you need to anchor back into your inner authority and feel a sense of calm and connectedness to yourself. Whatever it is, commit to it now. Next time, in our final episode, we'll look back at what you've learned and start mapping where to go next. Because this isn't just about having insights. It's about integrating them into your day-to-day with small, doable action steps. So if you've been wondering, what do I do with all of this now? Join me next time, where I'll walk you through my breadcrumb method, a simple way to build momentum by taking courageous action that actually sticks. Thanks for doing this deep work with me today. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio. Hey, if you want to be a guest, head over to radio.greatmondays.com. And if you think this episode was interesting and your friends and fans would enjoy it, please share on social media. And if you want to get more people to understand the power of company culture in business today, please rate and review Great Mondays Radio on your podcast feed. It really helps us reach more people. If you want to hear more candid conversations with culture leaders, subscribe to Great Mondays Radio. I'd love to connect with you. Find me on LinkedIn at aka Josh Levine, on YouTube at Great Mondays, and you can always email me, josh@greatmondays.com. Find out more about our work with hypergrowth technology and social enterprise organizations at greatmondays.com. I'm Josh Levine. Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio.